This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, where a prominent political magazine says in its headline that the Democrats suddenly, unexpectedly have some momentum. Is that not true? Not a chance, Kurt Schlichter says. He's writing over at Town Hall. He says, don't believe the media, Senate psych out. We will win big. Meaning Republicans in general. Schlichter believes particularly Trump Republicans, and he breaks it down race by race. We will get to that. And there's also a question about what's going to happen with Ron DeSantis. Should he wait his turn? He would be a leading candidate, people say, in 2028. He'd still be under 50. He would still be a youthful two-term governor of Florida. They're assuming that he's going to win. There's a new poll today, but it appears to be an outlier. It's a Florida poll that shows that DeSantis winning over a generic Democrat, because they haven't held their primary yet. They don't know which, whether it's going to be Nikki Fried or Charlie Crist. But they ask people, would you vote for Ron DeSantis or would you vote for a Democrat? And DeSantis is ahead 47-43, which is closer than most polls that show him winning by 20 points or more, which I think is more likely. Should Ron DeSantis wait for a race until 2028, or should he go now, when he apparently has a very real chance of winning the nomination, particularly if Donald Trump doesn't run? In CPAC, Trump gave very little indication that he wasn't going to run. He gave every indication that he would, in fact. He came up to deliver his climactic concluding address at CPAC with a little dance. He was, saying it's a little dance is a little bit too strong. I mean, my two-year-old grandson does a little dance. I mean, he's just jumping around all the time. This was not that. This was the way he sort of makes a fist and moves his shoulders back and forth somewhat in time with the music. And then after that, President Trump at CPAC spoke about his former physician, Ronnie Jackson, who is now a member of the Freedom Caucus. He is a member of Congress from Texas. And Trump recalled some of his interactions with his physician, apparently not breaking any kind of professional code of conduct or between a physician and his patient. He did say this. This is clip 20.
Ronnie Jackson, my doctor. Dr. Ronnie. Where's Ronnie? Where's Ronnie? Oh. He was the White House doctor. He was a great doctor. You know, he was an admiral, a doctor, and now he's a congressman. I said, which is the best? Have you had your choice? And he sort of indicated doctor because he loved looking at my body. It was so strong and powerful. But he said, I'm the healthiest president that's ever lived. I was the healthiest. I said, I like this guy. I don't know who the hell he is at the time. I said, but I...
I don't know if that has a ring to it. It does show that President Trump, basically speaking to his adoring crowds at CPAC. And yes, they were adoring crowds. They actually did a poll at CPAC where they asked the participants there how many people, what percentage believe that President Trump was a successful president. Jeremy, did you see this? It was 99%. I mean, you can't get 99% of the people to agree on much of anything, but they agreed on that. There is also this from CPAC, the Conservative Political Action Conference, which concluded yesterday in Dallas. President Donald Trump, former president, overwhelmingly won an unofficial straw poll of attendees who were asked who they preferred as the Republican nominee for president in 2024. Jim McLaughlin, who is a pollster for Trump, has been for a long time, who conducted the straw poll, said he's more popular than ever. He, among the attendees who voted, 69% said they preferred Trump. 24% said they would prefer Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis. When asked about who they would prefer if Trump did not run for president, 65% of respondents said they preferred DeSantis, while 8% said they would support Donald Trump Jr. Really? Yeah, really. The straw poll, they point out over at CNN, the straw poll is not a scientific survey with a pool limited to CPAC attendees, and it is not representative of the broader GOP electorate. It is not representative of the broader GOP electorate. On these polls, six different times at CPAC, Ron Paul won the straw poll for president of the United States, and you'll notice that he never came close to winning a Republican nomination for president with both of his campaigns. The results are reflective of straw polls at previous CPACs since Trump left office, which showed the president with a large lead among the conservative activists. In July of 2021, in other words, a year ago, Trump topped the GOP field with support of 70% of conference attendees, compared to 21% who selected DeSantis last year. But what that does show is Trump went down from 70% to 65% or 69%, big deal, this is almost the same. But DeSantis went up a little bit from 21% to 24%. In an interview with New York Magazine, Trump said he was still deciding when, not if, he would announce a 2024 campaign. DeSantis is also widely considered to be a contender for the 2024 GOP presidential nomination. And part of that whole back and forth about whether DeSantis will run, there's a piece today by a writer I don't know personally. His name is Isaac Shore. It asks, should Ron DeSantis wait his turn? And Isaac Shore is filling in for Jim Garrity on the morning bulletin from National Review while Garrity's away on vacation. And he says, on the menu today, some rank punditry about the 2024 presidential race, a rant about Congress's decision to spend your money, hiring 87,000 new tax collectors. We've already spoken about that and how they turned down the very useful CRAPO amendment. In any event, a Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has established himself, writes Isaac Shore, as the most and perhaps the only viable alternative to Donald Trump in the 2024 GOP presidential primaries. For the last 3.5 years, DeSantis has used his time in Tallahassee to build out a resume that evidences a firmer commitment to conservative causes and much more impressive focus on achieving conservative ends than Donald Trump ever did. He's bolstered that record on COVID, education, younger transgender Floridians, and other issues with crowd-pleasing rebukes of woke capital and the media, which treat DeSantis with a contempt comparable only to that which they show the former president. And yet there exists some non-negligible number of politicos who believe that DeSantis would and or should wait his turn, let Trump have one last go at it, and start gaming out a 2028 run for the White House. How does that work out? We'll get to that and more on the Medved Show.
If you think Washington State's headed in the right direction, well, then this message is not for you. But if you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes, and its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Washington State is our home, and it needs WPC more than ever. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Show talking about Ron DeSantis, who's one of the men of the hour. And again, he's one of those Republicans who looks like he will have a very easy race in the fall. The Democrats haven't even united behind a candidate to oppose him. And he seems to have a vastly higher approval rating in Florida than President Biden does. And every indication is that he should win in a blowout. But the National Review is asking the question, should he wait his turn let Trump have one last go at it. And by the way, again, knowing Trump and knowing his strength and his beautiful body that he was talking about at CPAC, does anyone think it's really inconceivable that Trump himself would, if he didn't work out, if he didn't win the nomination, didn't win the presidency this time, that he would come back in 2028? Remember, in 2028, well, actually, no, it doesn't really work. Trump would be 78 when he ran for president. He would be almost as old as Biden was when he ran. But if he's so 78, no. So he could still be 82 and run, and that's not inconceivable. But anyway, back to Ron DeSantis. It says he should start gaming out a 2028 run for the White House, say many people, instead of running against Trump. Last month, former Trump campaign manager and Trump White House advisor Kellyanne Conway issued a not-so-subtle warning to DeSantis after a straw poll found that 78% of attendance at Turning Point USA Youth Conference wanted Trump to top the ticket again in 2024. DeSantis is a great governor. He's fascinating. He could be a two-term governor, says Kellyanne Conway. And he's got a great sense for the culture warrior part of the job, too. Ron DeSantis can be the best two-term governor in Florida in modern history and run for president before he's 50. That's what Conway said on Fox Business. Governor DeSantis did speak on Friday night. He was well-received by Turning Point USA. He's an unbelievably successful and consequential governor of Florida, but it's President Trump who led in the polls. She continued. Peter Navarro, another longtime Trump groupie, has suggested that DeSantis resign himself to being the former president's sidekick in 2024, writing a memo to Ron for the Daily Caller, cautioning that patience is as patience does. A CPAC straw poll conducted at the conference yesterday showed similar enthusiasm for a Trump redux, with 69% calling him their man. Now, what Isaac Shore says at National Review is, he says, first, it's a sign of weakness, not strength, that Team Trump has been reduced to touting straw poll results from events that most Americans, and indeed the vast majority of Republicans, know nothing about. CPAC, affectionately called TPAC, by Conway, that's Trump PAC, is a conference that's been repurposed into an appeal to the former president's vanity. Its organizer, American Conservative Union Chairman Matt Schlapp, used the occasion to proclaim that Trump would lead the conservative movement until he takes his last breath. Think about that. TPUSA, meanwhile, is led by Charlie Kirk, who proclaimed that he would pay for 80 buses full of students to attend the protest of Trump's loss in Washington, D.C. on January 6th, 2021. He actually did send 7 buses. Do you think that weirdos who not only show up to political conferences, but show up to political conferences run by such slavish Trump devotees, make up anything close to a representative sample of Republican voters? Challenging question. Polls of the general public show a much closer race 2 years out, even with Trump's built-in advantages. One recent YouGov poll of registered Republicans found that Trump could only boast a 9-point national lead over DeSantis. That's nationally. State-level surveys conducted by John Bolton's Super PAC suggest that DeSantis could compete against Trump in Ohio, in Georgia and North Carolina. Especially encouraging is DeSantis' well-established lead in Florida, where Senator Marco Rubio couldn't beat Trump in 2016. It's not just evidence that the governor can do the bare minimum and win his home state, but that the more voters know and learn about him, the more they like him. Second, and this is a fascinating point, and he's completely right about this, and most of you, like me, probably forgotten about this, but it's good to remember. Second, he says that no politician with presidential ambitions ever benefited from waiting until the iron cooled to strike. Just ask Chris Christie, who passed on running for president in 2012 when he would have been a favorite for the Republican nomination, and he ended up dropping out before South Carolina primary in 2016. Christie, by all measures, a successful executive during his first term in New Jersey, was plagued by scandals in his second term that had rendered him a spent force when 2016 rolled around. In this world, bad things happen. Sometimes they're out of and sometimes they're within the control of elected officials, but they happen. If you're lucky enough to have avoided them while positioning yourself as a genuine contender for the White House, you don't wait around until they do inevitably occur under your watch. Moreover, the allure of the new and the exciting cannot be underestimated. In 2012, Christie was the popular, bombastic, conservative governor of a blue state. By 2016, he was old news. Right now, DeSantis's flouting of COVID orthodoxy is at the top of many people's minds. By 2028, it'll be a distant memory of a long past political age. Lastly, DeSantis can and should run in 2024 because to decline to do so would undermine his central appeal, his conviction that he is the best man for the job. To run in 2028 as a Trump acolyte would be to run as Trump light. Voters don't want a watered-down Americano. They want authentic, distinct brands. DeSantis has one of those right now, and it shines through, like it or not. At every signing ceremony, press conference, and other public appearance he makes, DeSantis says he takes the positions he does because he believes they're right. Torpedoes be damned. If he wants everyone to believe him, he'll need to take them not just from the media and from the left, but from the man at Mar-a-Lago. That's torpedoes he's talking about taking them. Does he write about DeSantis, that DeSantis has his best chance for the presidency this coming year, 2024, 2 years from now, not 6 years from now? Makes sense. We will be right back on the MedVed Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is in Kentucky meeting with Governor Andy Beshear to discuss the state's cleanup following recent flash floods. The Democratic governor saying this is the most devastating and deadly flooding event he has ever seen.
Right now we're confirming 37 lost Kentuckians, children of God, and they'll be really missed in their community. And we think soon we'll be adding one more as we lost young man who'd been helping in the flood recovery.
President Biden saying he's thankful for all the first responders in Kentucky, and the White House saying they've sent over $10 billion in assistance to Kentucky, and more is on the way. A State Department spokesman says the United States is prepared to seal a deal to resurrect the 2015 Iran nuclear deal. You're listening to USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Medved show, NBC's Chuck Todd proclaimed that this may have been Joe Biden's best week as president. Well, I'll tell you one thing. This was a week that he finally got over COVID and tested negative twice. I believe the president and first lady are going to Eastern Kentucky today to look at some of the devastation and to do presidential things like comforting people who've lost their homes. And it's perfectly reasonable for people to do something like that. Here is Chuck Todd on NBC talking about the contradiction about Joe Biden having such a good week. And yes, he is in the process of passing this big legislation for $750 billion. And yet his approval ratings are still in the 30s. Clip 15.
Listen. President Biden got some good news just this morning. He's tested negative for COVID, and he's out of isolation and on his way to Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. This comes at the end of what may have been Joe Biden's best week as president, the killing of Al-Qaeda's leader, Ayman al-Zawahiri. The abortion vote in Kansas, a huge jobs report on Friday, falling gas prices, and the all-night vote on the Democrats' climate, energy, and health care bill looks like it's going to go through. Pretty good for a guy with approval ratings in the 30s.
Okay, that goes along with a piece that appeared in New Republic. And New Republic is not a lefty magazine, but it is a liberal magazine. It is certainly aligned with the Democratic Party, and it's favorable toward the Biden administration. However, they make the point that Democrats suddenly and unexpectedly have some momentum, and that was before some of the good things that Chuck Todd mentioned, like the killing of Ayman al-Zawahiri. And by the way, remember when Trump killed Baghdadi, and when he killed Soleimani, he took credit for it with and deserved credit for it. And Biden has been a little bit less enthusiastic about claiming credit for it. I don't know why. But again, it's a busy week, and a lot of things seem to have broken Joe Biden's way. But here's what they report in the New Republic. This is a piece by Alex Shepard. And he says, are things finally turning around for congressional Democrats? A summer dominated by the Supreme Court's overturning of Roe v. Wade and explosive January 6th commission hearings. It's not a commission, it's a committee. It's not a commission. They voted down a commission. So just a correction there. Those hearings have pushed the party to narrow leads in generic ballot polling. Now, this is true. And it is one of the things that most people assume it's just a temporary thing. But when they ask people, generic ballot is when they ask people, who would you rather have in control of Congress? Would you vote for a Republican or a Democrat? And not the names of the congressmen, not whether they're incumbent. It's would you prefer a Republicans or Democrats? Democrats are now in the lead. And it was been very close. It has never been overwhelmingly Republican. But is that a sign that the supposed big red wave that everybody expected may not crest, may not break? Who knows? The it says January 6th commission hearings have pushed the party to narrow leads in generic ballot polling. 538 tracker now has Democrats and Republicans tied. While several recent polls have shown sharp gains for President Biden's party when voters are asked who they would prefer to have control of Congress. On Tuesday, voters in Kansas, that was last Tuesday, of course, a state that hasn't gone blue in a presidential election since 1964, that was Barry Goldwater versus Lyndon Johnson, strongly rejected a proposed amendment that would have likely banned abortion in the state. Well, no, it wouldn't have banned abortion. It would have given the legislature the right to do so. Polling from YouGov and Indivisible in Arizona, meanwhile, found that voters in the state overwhelmingly reject both candidates who supported Donald Trump's big lie and those in favor of restricting abortion in the state. According to the results, which were conducted between July 28th and 31st, 51% of voters surveyed said they would view a candidate who believes the 2020 election results were fraudulent less favorably, while only 23% say they would view them more favorably. Meanwhile, 55% said they would view a candidate in favor of banning abortion after 6 weeks less favorably, while just a third of voters said doing so would lead them to view them more favorably. Okay, this is not news. This is one of those things that we've talked about on this show for a while. The Democrats want this election to be about two things. They want it to be about Donald Trump and the claims of a stolen election because they know that Trump cannot win on that issue. First of all, he can't win because if you are voting because you believe the previous election was stolen, what do you expect to happen? Somebody say, I'm sorry? Or do you then try to install Trump as president? What does it mean? It's an idiotic point to try to emphasize because it's a losing point for conservatives who want to make that argument. Even if you believe that there's all the evidence in the world and there's not. The second point is that if the election is about abortion, if the election is about Republicans, and Peggy Noonan wrote about this weekend in the Wall Street Journal, when people hear that Republicans are obsessed with potential prison terms for those who help people cross state lines in order to get an abortion, that is not a popular position. Saying what the Democrats tend to say, which is all abortions all the time, all authorized, government funded, it's always a good thing, that's not popular either. The middle position, as it is with so many things on abortion, is the most popular, which basically says that abortion should be limited but not eliminated. In other words, if you have something like the Mississippi law where abortion is banned after 15 weeks And there you can't say, well, nobody would even know you were pregnant at 15. Everybody knows you're pregnant by 15 weeks. And that idea, the support for late-term abortion, is overwhelmingly non-existent, because by almost 3-1, people believe that late-term abortion is a bad thing. The results of Kansas have rattled Republicans, who have long been expecting to benefit from a wave election in November, not without just cause. But the high voter turnout in a deep red state that put repealing abortion protections on the ballot suggests that Democrats might be able to get masses of voters to the polls if they can convince them that if elected, they'll protect reproductive rights. Turnout in the Kansas primary reached numbers more typically associated with presidential elections than midterm cycles, let alone just a midterm primary. The focus on Donald Trump and the GOP's efforts to overturn the 2020 election have similarly soured many on the Republican Party, making a landslide election less likely. If the headlines over the spring were about stalled progress in Washington, the headlines over the summer have been about the human consequences and the consequences of our democracy of MAGA extremism. That's Stanley Greenberg pollster. Look, I do think that there are so many obvious economic issues where the Republicans can benefit and can win. And actually win that elusive big blue, big red wave election. So what's the key point? How do you do it? We'll get to that coming up on the Medved Show. Summertime, and a lot of Americans get more active. And when you get more active, sometimes that causes some aches and pain. Neck, shoulder, hip, knee. I mean, I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is, you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, needs a try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
New Republic's jubilant piece about the Democrats suddenly have some momentum. They, of course, add all kinds of qualifications toward the end, which is legitimate because it's one of those things, and I do think that people need to remember it whenever you're looking forward to a midterm election. The president whose party is in power almost always faces a midterm wipeouts, midterm disasters. The only modern president who represented an exception to that wasn't Reagan. Reagan, in his midterm elections, did badly. He lost seats. He lost seats in the House. And he didn't lose seats in the Senate. But the only president who was an exception to that in modern times was... Franklin Roosevelt was an exception to it, but that's hardly modern times because that was the election of 1934. The election of 2002 for George W. Bush, remember, it was still the impact of September 11th, and people forget this, but because of the extremely professional and successful way that the Bush administration initially handled Afghanistan before making the far more questionable decision about invading Iraq, the president's approval ratings were up at 70-80%. And in November of 2002, just a year after September 11th, George Bush actually gained a few seats in the House and won control of the Senate after having lost control of the Senate because of a Republican Senator, Jim Jeffords of Vermont, who switched over to the other side. New Republic writes that naturally major headwinds remain. The economy and in particular inflation remain the most important issues for voters. Asked to pick their 5 most important issues in the upcoming election, the YouGov Indivisible poll found that 49% selected inflation and 35% chose jobs and the economy. By far the 2 most common answers. Reproductive rights and abortion was tied for 3rd. Okay, but see, that's after 85% have picked the economy, 35% and 49%, so 84% have picked the economy or inflation as the top issues. And budget taxes and the federal deficit were 31% thought that was a serious issue. overcoming inflation in the short term will require some good fortune, something that has been in short supply for Democrats, and in particular Joe Biden recently. But the repeal of Roe and the January 6th hearings have given Democrats an opportunity to stake out a firm position on a favorable issue for the first time in months. They may as well take their best shot. Well, are they taking their best shot? There's basically an answer to that kind of Democratic optimism. And the answer I mentioned was by Kurt Schlichter. He writes over at Town Hall, "Now that most of the Senate races are set," he says, "expect the regime media to start up with its newest narrative that we can't win and that the red wave will peter out into flaccid humiliation like a rhino in the back seat on prom night. But it's all a lie. This November, we're going to mop the floor with these losers," he says. Yes, the Democrat zillionaire core is flooding the lib candidates' coffers with money. No, some of our GOP candidates do not meet the exacting standard of the mainstream media and the unsatisfied liberal wine women who watch it. But none is outright awful, and money isn't everything. The 400th, Dr. Oz lived in New Jersey, Fetterman ad is going to cost a fortune to air, but it will make no cognizable improvement, he writes, from the 399th to Heart Attack Shrek's chances. Heart Attack Shrek is the way he refers to John Fetterman, the Democratic nominee. He goes on, he says, "What matters is that gas costs $6 a gallon." Well, not quite. I mean, it's gone down a little bit, but what matters, he says, is that parents are tired of little Jimmy coming home from his unionized public school and announcing that he is now Stacy and that his accursed private parts are a tool of white supremacy. What matters is that about half of Latinx Americans are just not having any of this nonsense and are treating the Democrats' demographic wish casting like Eric Solwell treats his boxer shorts. A lot of sort of inside humor, and it's very well done. "You will hear nothing from the regime media," writes Kurt Schlichter, "for the next 100 days until the general election, except how the GOP is doomed, dying, and done. It's a psyop, and a cheesy one. But it's all they've got. The Democrats know that unless they can disillusion and demoralize us into giving up, they are on the way to the electoral wood chipper. That's why you will see mainstream media polling about how our candidates just cannot win. Believe nothing. Remember the one in 2020 showing how Trump was down 17 in Wisconsin? If you believe any polls, I have a slightly used unicorn to sell you. His name is Chet, and he enjoys long walks and interpretive dance. We can't let them get us down. We got this. That's not just talk. The correlation of forces favors us. History teaches us that midterm elections are almost always a festival of failure for the party in power." Now, he's right about that. There's no question. And you combine historical trends with a president whose policies are political monkeypox, and you have a red tsunami. Of course, some Durwood candidate who maybe is a witch or hears voices or who like or who I'm sorry, or who likes to tie up his girlfriends in the basement and get caught, that was Eric Reitens, can blow a sure thing, but we seem to have avoided them this time. All our people have to do to win the Senate majority is not actively screw up. And then he goes through some of the most vulnerable Republican candidates where he believes the Republicans are going to win. For instance, he says that in Georgia, Herschel Walker was fantastic with his classy response to the racist attacks on him by liberals, proving again that the only concentration of racists in America is in the blue enclaves where people watch MSNBC, CNN. I think we need some genuinely decent folks in Washington who love not just America, but Americans. And I think Georgians, now that they have reformed their election laws, will show that they do that too this November. We have some baked-in victories, he says. Bud will win in North Carolina. Marco Rubio will win in Florida. I saw him speak at the recent Ron DeSantis Florida GOP Sunshine Summit, and he has vastly improved and both likable and based. And there are some long shots. Tiffany Smiley in Washington. Yay! And Joe O'Day in Colorado. I am not convinced either one is as long a shot as the media would have you believe. There's also a shot at New Hampshire, though the nominee has not yet been named. Low Democrat turnout plus motivated Republicans plus uppity Latinx voters who do not want to sign on to for the perpetual Democratic serfdom equals a fighting chance. If we can go further and win in Vermont too, well, that's a red apocalypse. Look, do I agree with him on each point? No, but generally I agree with him that this is going to be a very, very interesting race where certainly every Senate seat counts. And the New York Times has a big editorial today that hits Ron Johnson. And Ron Johnson has been an unusual, unconventional senator. But he's a good guy, he's a good campaigner, and he's running against the right opponent in Wisconsin. An opponent, Mandela Barnes, who basically represents the left, furthest left wing of the Democratic Party. And if Ron Johnson can't beat Mandela Barnes, he can't beat anybody, and I think he can beat him. And help to maintain a chance for a Republican gain of one seat. That's all it takes to gain control of the U.S. Senate of this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.